I'm Madison Costello.
And I'm Arlie Costello.
And we are here to introduce you to our big brother, Brennan.
Someone once asked us what it was like to have Brennan as a brother.
And after thinking about it, we decided that the Brennan we know is the same person that you met this year as a national officer. Brennan is the most humble, genuine person we know.
From him, we have learned to always be positive, the importance of doing the right thing, even when it's not easy or popular, and always putting others before yourself.
When Brennan became a national officer, he told us his goal was to serve the organization and to help each FFA member engage their potential to be the best person they can be. He is truly a servant leader, and throughout his workshop this year, he has challenged many of us to be a hero for ourselves and others.
It has been our honor to share Brennan with the FFA Nation this year. How many of you have heard him use the phrase, Boomtown?
We would just like to say that having Brennan as a brother is Boomtown.
And now, giving his retiring address,
your 2012-2013 Central Region National Vice President, our brother,
Brennan Costello.
If you are ready to have a good time at the National FFA Convention, give me your best on three, your best Boomtown. One, two, three.
Boomtown!
All right, for those of you who don't know what Boomtown is, Boomtown, spelled B-O-O-M-T-O-W-N, is something we can say when something really cool happens. Like somebody does a backflip. Boomtown. Your friend aces a test. Tell him or her, Boomtown. You have a classmate that tries a new FFA activity. Boomtown. Or you deserve a chance to come to the National FFA Convention. That deserves a Boomtown. But here's the thing about Boomtown. It's not a quiet town. It's not a shy town. It's not a sit there in my chair because I'm too cool for this town. It's a Boomtown. So when you say it, get some boom in your town. If you're ready to have a good time this afternoon, give me your best Boomtown. One, two, three.
Boomtown!
Awesome. Well, one thing that has definitely been Boomtown has been the last 360 days to serve. I've seen FFA members igniting this organization across the nation, at conventions, at camps, at banquets. But no matter where I go, there's always one event that just seems to stick out. Some are big, some are small, some are country, some are hip-hop. We even have one here in Louisville, an FFA dance. Yeah. FFA dances are like no other place out there. And for me, my zone of dancing exists somewhere between country line dancing and country swing dancing. Anything else is kind of awkward for me. I mean, you can tell from the theme video. But every time I was at one of these dances, it reminded me of another awkward situation that I had. The first time that I asked a girl to dance. Now, for us guys, asking a girl to dance, that's like a rite of passage. Like in ancient times, boys would have to go out into the wild and like kill a wolf with their bare hands to be considered a man. Today, asking that girl to dance, that is our wolf, and we must slay it into the land of manhood. The land where mustaches and biceps reign free. This feat usually occurs around middle school or junior high. If you're a 6th, 7th, or 8th grader, give me a big Boomtown. One, two, three. All right, we got a couple of you. You may soon be attempting this feat. When I was in the 6th grade, I asked my first girl to dance, and I would like to reenact that now. I need one volunteer from the audience, please. Come on up. What's your name?
Maxie.
And where are you from?
California.
Give it up for Maxie from California. Now, Maxie, you are now a junior high girl. Strike your best junior high girl pose. You don't have to be a scared junior higher. You can be a confident one. Very good. I like it. Now, let me warn you. What Maxie and I are about to show you was one of the lamest ways to ask a girl to dance ever. Like, for starters, this wasn't like at a school-sponsored dance, like homecoming in a gym. This was at my house, in the basement. My friends and I started a spontaneous dance party. Maxie, have you ever started a spontaneous dance party?
Yes.
That's good. If you haven't, give it a try. My friends and I did it all the time. We were doing the Harlem Shake before it was cool. But this dance had the normal junior high look. Boys on one side, girls on the another, and enough space for a 747 jumbo jet landing strip in between us. Maxie, let's set this up. Scoot way over there. Way over there. Stop. This is what the dance was like. After observing the situation, I realized this was pretty lame. And I had a choice. Either stay lame or do something brave. Staying lame is easy. Being brave has a risk. But I decided I would do something way outside my comfort zone and ask a girl to dance. I summed up all the courage in my sixth grade body. I started walking across the room, and that's when this new song started.
'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart?
With this song, this was my jam, Boomtown. This song was in its prime back then. Cascada's 2005 hit Every Time We Touch, and I was like, Boomtown. With this newfound confidence, I went up to the first girl I saw and said, do you want to dance? And she was like, yeah. Boomtown! Now here's where the lameness of this situation shifts into high gear. Because this awesome upbeat song was going on, we couldn't really do the whole slow dance thing. You know, where you face each other and you stick your arms out straight and you like sway back and forth like a tree. No, I didn't even do that. I resorted to fist bumping next to her. There you go, fist bump with me. Look at this. This is a really lame way to ask a girl to dance. Does this even count? But it got worse. That's when the biggest fear of any first-time dancer happened. Bodily harm and injury. I didn't say you could quit fist bumping. Because this awesome upbeat song was going on, I was fist bumping like I would never fist bump again. And that's when I fist bumped one fist bump too hard and I lost control of my awkward sixth grade body and my arm went flying out and connected with her nose. And broke it. My elbow broke her nose. What facial expression would you make to the guy who just broke your nose? I wouldn't want to be that guy. But then the next thing that happened is she, as hard as she could, she slapped me across the face. Don't actually do it. Give it up for Maxie! I didn't cross any bridges into manhood during that dance. Pretty sure breaking a girl's nose flings you back into the boy zone. Taylor Swift will probably see this and write a song about it. I felt about this big that night. But like most things, looking back on it gives me a different perspective. Asking that first girl to dance ended horribly. But I'm glad I asked. It represented a choice that I had to make, a choice that each of us make over and over again, a choice to be brave. Brave, being brave, bravery. That's not really a concept that we talk a lot about today. Let me ask you this. How many of you would consider yourself a brave person? Everyone should have their hand in the air. I've learned this year that bravery is not an unreachable definition, but it's as simple as choosing to get outside your comfort zone, choosing to take a risk, and to live with a purpose. Bravery is not an unreachable definition, but through our actions and our choices, we write our own definition. So if you want a little bit more out of every day, you want to live with a purpose that drives you, and you want to stop standing on the edge of the room and get in the center and dance, then there's a definition of bravery for each one of us. I've learned my definition from small choices, but for big reasons. For me, it started at camp. Give me a boomtown if you've ever been to FFA camp. Awesome. Camp, the place where we meet new people, eat weird food, do things we probably shouldn't or wouldn't do at home, and possibly have our first experience with poison ivy. For me, camp was my first lesson in bravery. Now you should know, when I was younger, I had a fear of spending the night somewhere other than my home. I'm not sure what brought this about, but it was alive and well when I got signed up to go to camp. When I first got there, things were fine. Met some cool people, the food was pretty good, counselors were pretty fun. Pretty boomtown. But then it was time for lights out, and this fear reappeared. Like most fears, this fear was not rational. I mean, even though I had been away from home for less than 10 hours, I would get incredibly homesick. Like homesick on steroids. I would start to think about all the different things that could happen to my family or I if I went to bed. And I would start to freak out and scream and cry and shake and freak out. I look like a 12-year-old girl at a One Direction concert. That night, it got so bad, my counselors went to take me to call my parents, just hoping to calm me down. The phone call was a disaster. As soon as my parents got on the line, and I'm not proud of this, it was like unleashing the Hoover Dam. Like, you know when you cry so bad you can't breathe? Or it sounds like you're speaking whale? That was me. But mom, I just want to go home. I begged and begged my parents to come and get me. But soon, it was time to hang up the phone, walk slowly back to the cabin, and just try to get some sleep. I was frustrated, angry, and crying. Not boomtown. Crytown. But then something amazing happened. A truly boomtown moment. I, Brennan Costello, survived. Yep. That's it. But I now realize what a brave choice that was. And I wish I could tell you that I was the brave one, that it was my choice. But it wasn't. My parents were. You see, my dad has told me many times that it was difficult for him and my mom to listen to their crying child and tell him he needed to stay. I mean, what if there would have been long-term psychological effects? Don't worry, it only takes me 20 minutes of crying to get sleep now. Mom and Dad made a brave, simple choice. Don't go get Brennan. Let him stay and tough it out. But that brave choice of theirs led me to get over this fear. Hollywood, our society, and television would have us believe that bravery is something that's bigger than ourselves or beyond our reach. We are led to believe that to be brave, you have to have perfect skin and smiles, that the brave are some Medal of Honor winning elite Delta squad, that the brave are only the knights who slay the dragon, or to be brave, you have to be a superhero. We have blown this view to the point where being brave means you have to save the world. But when you think about it, the world is nothing but 7 billion people with 7 billion different perspectives. It may only take one small choice to change one of those perspectives. And when you do that, you change the whole thing. My parents changed my world. Don't devalue the opportunities you have every day to make a brave choice. Maybe this reminds you of a saying that I heard a lot when I was younger. Do small things in a big way. I think that's cheesy. That makes me think that every small little thing we do needs to be like yelled to the world. Do small things in a big way. Going to study. Eating a sandwich. Picking my nose. No, don't do that. What if instead we said, do small things in a brave way? For me, That means just reaching out to people that I don't know. I mean, I still get nervous every time I have to talk to a new person, meet a stranger, or give a speech. But I know it could open a new relationship or a chance to help. It's the brave choice for me. When given the opportunity, choose to meet the new person. Stand up for your values and take a risk. What small, brave choice can you make this week to better your FFA chapter, to better your relationships, your organizations, and your home? Do small things every day, not in a big way, but in a brave way. Now, maybe this concept reminds you of another really popular phrase that a lot of people seem to be saying today. YOLO. Now, for those of us who prefer life under a rock, YOLO stands for you only live once. But instead of us using this as a reason to make positive decisions, this has become our excuse for doing something really stupid. YOLO, 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 let's skip class and jump off a roof because YOLO, 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 I'm gonna eat this spoonful of cinnamon. YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, so I'm gonna tattoo my face. No! Being brave is not about making crazy, dumb decisions. Get off the roof. Put down the cinnamon. Your definition of bravery should be so much more than a pulp culture battle cry. Being brave is not about making crazy decisions. Being brave is not about even having great results. Being brave is about having a reason to take a risk. And the truly brave know that that reason is not about themselves. For a long time, I missed this reason. In high school, I was that annoying kid who tried to do everything. Sports, music, band, FFA, choir, student council, blah, blah, blah. The list went on and on. It was like everything I was focused on was an extra award, achievement, medal, or plaque, or what else would look good on a resume. So much of my time was focused on this hunger, and the only way that I could figure out how to satisfy it was another achievement. At the end of 4 years, I lined up all the awards at the graduation ceremony. There they were, the decisions that I made in high school. Graduation came and went. I packed those awards, put them in a cardboard box, which now sits in a shelf in my closet. The decisions I made in high school were not always brave. Did I put a lot of work in? Yeah. Was it all easy? No. Did I have some good experiences? Yeah, I did. But that doesn't make it brave. See, my focus was on selfish results. What can Brennan achieve? Where will Brennan's name be next? Most of the things my name are on are collecting dust in a dark closet. I missed the bigger picture. I missed the reason. That reason became clear to me when I decided to run for this position. And I wish I could tell you that there was some big, awe-inspiring moment when I understood this, but there wasn't. The best that I can tell you is that through the love and support of my mentors, which if you don't have a mentor, I suggest you find one. But my intentions were molded into something that I could be brave for. My newfound definition of bravery is to stop trying to build trophy cases and start trying to build people. That's my definition of bravery. What's yours? You see, it's not about the result. It's not about the award, the medal, the plaque, the name on the back of the jersey, or the title underneath your name on your FFA jacket. It's about why you are choosing to pursue anything in the first place. What will be your reason to be brave? My friend Ben, he's brave for his brother. His brother suffers from a crippling bone disease, but Ben doesn't let that hold his brother back from anything. Whether it's at school, at home, or anywhere, Ben steps up for his brother. Nate and Caroline from Rhode Island, choose to be brave for their state association, despite funding, history, or any other challenges. Opportunities for their members are their number one priority, and they know every time they zip up that state officer jacket, they must be brave for their members. Andy, a state officer from Georgia, chooses to be brave with his faith, despite judgment. He desires to be a role model for his team, for students, and for me. He is brave with his faith. My friend McKenna, she's always believed in serving those in need. This has led her to study for a new future career, to start a new service opportunity for students on her campus, and even overseas, to serve in an orphanage. She is brave to serve. And my sister Madison, she's always been my role model when it comes to helping others. Whether it's times I've seen her help a friend in need, to serve the students on her campus now, or whenever, or in whatever her future career is, she will always have a brave heart for others. These people are living with a brave purpose, and because of that, are making bold decisions. Boomtown decisions. What will be your reason to be brave? These people use their reason to act courageously, not in big, bold, death-defying ways, but in purposeful, brave, defining acts. The brave don't start out courageous, but they choose to start. And if it feels uncomfortable, it's okay. It means you're on the right track. My biggest hope for you is that you will choose to redefine your definition of bravery. Choose to do small things in a brave way, living with courage in every daily decision. Choose to risk for others, backing up each brave purpose with a bold reason. We don't need a cape, a suit, or a superpower to be a hero. We just need a reason to be a hero for someone else. Choose to be brave.
Wanna run away, and you say that it can't be told. You wanna look away, but you stay, cause it's not the world. Would you stand up?
Brennan, this year you have taken our team and the members you served on an adventure to engage our potential. You taught us to look for cool music, new technology, and anything tall to climb. You kept us focused on the task at hand, our values, and our commitments to each other as teammates. You challenged the standard of everything you took on, and there's no doubt that you'll continue investing your best as a Cornhusker and a farmhouse brother. Organized with a purpose, consistent in your mission, and reliable in all circumstances. Brennan, we are better because of you. Learn, grow, serve always. Lindsay, Clay, Wiley, Jonelle, and Kaylee. Ladies and gentlemen, our Central Region Vice President, Brennan Costello.
Run away, run away.